Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Saviroy, and I have the pleasure to have today over the phone a very, very talented man. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? He is a triple boarded doctor. His name is Dr. Lewandowski. Lewandowski. I love the beauty of this name. A wonderful doctor who does oncology, hematology, and internal medicine in Denver, Colorado. We say hello to all our friends in Denver, Colorado. He's going to talk to us about all the great nationwide change and the new approach to medicine that he is leading to cure cancer and heart disease, which are, by the way, the two biggest killers in the U.S. Did you know that? This is a very revolutionary man, very important doctor, whom I'm so honored to invite today on the show on iHeartRadio. Once again, over the phone is Dr. Lewandowski. Doctor, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I blushed during the introduction, so thank you.
First of all, I would love to know, this is something we never ask actually to doctors. What brought you to become a doctor? What motivated you to become a doctor? And, you know, I know there is not really a routine when you're a doctor, but what motivates you every day to save people, basically?
It's a very appropriate question, David. And the answer would have been very different, I think, depending when you would have asked me in the course of my career. So, you know, during medical school, it's a pretty standard question. Why do you want to go into medicine? And most of us say, because we want to help people, we want to save lives. It's very meaningful. And most of us have no idea what we're talking about at that point. You know, you're in your 20s at best, and life experience is very limited. And it really, you don't know what really life and death is and why you do the things you do. And most of us really do it because of family connections, or because in my case, initially, it was really an empowerment thing. It was very scary to see people being ill and having issues, be it, you know, infectious issues. I was dealing with some cancer in the family, an extended family, and psycho-emotional health. And it is probably one of the most frightening things you can experience as a growing up man, looking at your powerlessness. So I thought that I would empower myself by gaining more knowledge. And as I was going through the process, it was probably the most humbling experience. The other thing that topples it, I would say, was having, you know, family and kids. That's way more humbling. But outside of that, going through the medical education and being exposed to human vulnerability is probably the most humbling experience, and gets you to grow up. And in the process of growing up, you really start getting exposed to your humanity, your vulnerability, what makes you tick, and how you can work through that and help others. And that was really what was motivating me to open the practice that I have, that is really focusing on screening, prevention, early detection, really being proactive and really getting ahead of the reactive medicine that is standard of care. Meaning, if you, like you said, you have a slew of prescriptions and they're given to you typically when a problem happens. So seeing the suffering, being the head of oncology for a number of years, and seeing the suffering and the pain and the agony and the big scare of the C cancer word and cardiovascular conditions, the question was, how do we empower people? How do we change their life story? What do we learn from folks globally? You know, there are a number of blue zones where octogenarians and centenarians live, so 80 plus years, 100 plus years. What did we learn from the world and from the way people, how can people live longer and better, more quality lives? And that's how I started practicing, and it's been incredibly rewarding, and that's what keeps me going.
And indeed, what a beautiful path. So the other question that a lot of people also want to know, I'm sure, is how do you choose your specialty? You know, how do you dream of, you know, oncology, of hematology? Like, how did that happen for you?
Yeah, I think it dovetails very nicely with the previous answer. It was one of the scariest and most vulnerable specialties. It's incredibly difficult to see what happens psychoemotionally to a person when they're diagnosed with cancer. The world just crumbles. We don't appreciate it. We go through the stages of denial and we think I can just be impervious and do whatever I want and nothing's going to happen to me. We do that especially as men. Women usually start catching up with reality a little bit sooner. But as men, we do that quite frequently. So I would encourage actually my patients to cry, because it's not about being stoic. It's about really expressing your fear and your humanity. And for me, thinking that I was going to tackle that and I would have control over it was the initial motivation. And then just the extent of humanity and human condition. And it's really the most, I think at this point, rapidly evolving field, both from treatment perspective, but also from the what can we do to change it perspective, because the stakes are so high, as well as how do we navigate the emotional milieu of a person in front of you? Not an average person, like that is just nonsense. We talk about averages, but we don't treat averages. We treat the person in front of us. So how do we tailor that specific psycho-emotional presentation and the personalized treatment for that person? And my passion really is, how do I never really meet you as an oncologist? How do I just keep you in the realm of a preventive medicine, high-end preventive medicine, so that we can do the best we can in risk stratifying you, figuring out what is it that is more likely to be a malady for you, and then how do we nip it in the bud?
Beautiful. We're very inspiring. So now let's fast forwarding to this dream that you have to bring a new approach to medicine, and to particularly focus on killing cancer and heart disease. Can you tell us about what is your wish and how you want to make that happen?
It's really through education and empowering folks. We have a number of studies that come from National Cancer Institute and American Heart Association that are showing that the vast majority of Americans, pushing 70% in fact, really do not understand their risk, and they don't understand that if they do X, Y is likely to happen and what that likelihood is. So if I lead a certain lifestyle, then I'm likely to have certain outcomes. It's true in sports, it's true in finance, it's true in personal development, and it is for sure true in medicine. And somehow we think, well, in the world of medicine, I can just put my head in the sand and I'd be like a Strauss. I can just avoid it and then just, you know, if it explodes in my lap, then I'll deal with it, but I don't want to. And I'm trying to say, no, it's actually, it shouldn't be fear-based. Let's see what we are really exposing ourselves to day after day, and how do we change that? So how do we fundamentally reprogram, rewire our health? Because what happens in medicine is not predetermined. It's not genetically written, so to speak. It's true, about 10-15% of what happens to us is hereditary. But the vast, vast, vast majority of what lands in our lap is due to the choices we make. So we could change upwards of 85-90% of our destiny, so to speak.
And you're definitely part of that change, and I'm so grateful to you for all the beautiful things that you're doing. So how can we help you? How can we support you in your beautiful endeavor before we start to say goodbye to each other?
Well, we've developed a really neat tool. That's a free tool. It's called Cancer Risk Score. It's available through the website, pmccdenver.com, where folks can go through about a 7-minute questionnaire and figure out what their risk is. And that's really composite of the family, exposures, laboratory values, lifestyle, health and wellness. And you get stratified. Are you low risk? Are you intermediate risk? Are you high risk? And this is probably one of the simplest and first proactive steps one can take to say, okay, let me actually take charge of what's ahead of me. And incidentally, the cancer risks are actually going to be parallel to cardiovascular and autoimmune and critical illness risk. So if someone's at higher risk for cancer, most likely they have a quite elevated risk for cardiovascular disease. So the two big C words, the cardiovascular and cancer risks, are going to touch all together and cause maladies and mortality and morbidity in at least 2/3 of Americans. So if we could even cut that by half, that's amazing. And the cancer risk stratification is giving someone a tangible way of assessing, you know, am I at risk? And if so, should I reach out and contact our practice? We're happy to help and give them guidance. And the reason why I say reach out to the practice and kind of see how you can tailor it is because traditionally, if you follow everything that your regular primary care does for cancer screening, you will be, your general practitioner will be picking up about 14% of cancers that will develop. 76% of what's going to kill you is going to be completely unnoticed. And those numbers are actually getting worse. So we can, for us to get ahead of this game, it is absolutely imperative to understand where the risks are coming from and how can we start changing it, especially when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s. And then how do we get ahead by early detection? What do we know? So my practice really combines the two. And the first step to really get ahead of that is to get engage your risk.
Wow, it is so, you know, inspiring to hear you and to hear and feel your dedication toward what I consider also your craft, you know. So it is really beautiful, and thank you so much for doing all this work and dedicating your life to save others, because as you said, it's like 2/3 of Americans, so it's a lot of people, you know, and the food we eat these days and the stress that we live these days, you know, is, I'm sure, not helping at all. So please, ladies and gentlemen, follow the wonderful Dr. Lewandowski. Let me spell it for you. It's Lewandowski. He's a wonderful, wonderful triple boarded doctor in oncology, hematology, internal medicine. He's absolutely wonderful. He's in Denver, Colorado, and you can definitely check him out on several websites and check him out and read about him. There is this website, pmccdenver.com, where you can find out and watch your videos and, you know, understand what your CRS, as it said, the cancer risk score. He is absolutely wonderful. We need more people like that. The wonderful Dr. Lewandowski. Doctor, a last word. What would you like to say to our audience members and perhaps the goodbye words?
Wishing everyone to be healthy and well in this spring as it's coming. and really pick one area in their health and wellness aspect that they can build upon and take charge of their life and say, okay, I'm going to start with this small step to be better, to be more proactive, to be healthier, and build on that.
And we'll definitely be there to follow on all your great achievements. More music to follow up today on iHeartRadio. It's a beautiful day. Stay tuned with us.